Welcome. Welcoming unexpected blessings. As we read through Matthew 5 several times, listen for where or how God might be showing up, meeting you in unexpected places. As you do, allow yourself to feel all that comes with that, and how your body reacts to that. Welcome it all. As you listen, listen for a word or phrase that you find rising up from these words. Let it form a breath prayer, a word or a phrase that forms a lament, a plea, an expression of gratitude, or a hope. There'll be time after the second reading to let you have space to just repeat that prayer over and over as you inhale deeply and as you exhale deeply. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. Listen to these words. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and His rule. You're blessed when you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourself proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink and the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and your heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there's more of God in His rule. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourself proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink and the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and your heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. Do you notice whatever word or phrase has been standing out to you? Just let that word become a prayer as you breathe in deeply, saying it, and as you exhale, saying it. Do that for a couple breaths in and out. These are the places that we meet God, that He shows up in unexpected ways. Just notice welcoming them today. You are blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God in His rule. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you worked up a good appetite for God. He is food and drink and the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care. The moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and your heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and find your place in God's family. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, grant us the courage and the wisdom, the eyes to see you in the unexpected places today. May we welcome the mystery of what happens next. Amen.